AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Everyone, welcome to the Prep Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Estevo Divino, and I have here with me today the captains of the Staples lacrosse team, Ben Burmeister and Cisco Tolato. How you guys doing?
Great, how are you?
Oh, we're great. I'm so excited to have you guys here. You know, we were chatting a little bit before, and you guys have been a program that has achieved so much success within the Staples, right? I mean, you look at the FCAC, and your team's one of the top one in the country. So we'll start with you, Ben. Talk about how had this ride been like for you?
It's been a little bumpy, you know, like the two state championships the past 2 years, people would maybe immediately think it's kind of just been like we've been at the top, but it definitely wasn't like that. When we got there freshman year, like we weren't expected to really be anything. Like the FCAC or state championship wasn't expected. It kind of came as like a surprise to a lot of people, I think. But to everyone in the program, like we've known that it was coming, I feel like, from my freshman year, from the way that we did things in the fall of 2020, which is when I got to Staples, like you could kind of just feel like the energy, you know, how much the coaches cared, how much the players were bought in, and like I feel like you kind of knew it was coming from that.
It was coming, yeah. And Cisco, I mean, we were also talking about how much you guys have been going through lacrosse since your early days, right? So talk about how for you that has been since playing since first grade all the way through high school.
It's been great. It's been super exciting, just from youth stuff, being around the game, you know, playing with the same guys essentially your whole life. And then going to middle school when Coach K first got that job, him starting to bring down to the youth programs and build the program from the very, very bottom all the way up to varsity. It's been super exciting just to see how much growth there's been.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, watching it, I'm closer now, but from afar, you guys have a lot of engagement with the younger kids that come to the program, right? So Ben, how what do you guys do to kind of boost that up and make sure the future is set up for the program?
For sure. I think the coaches do a really good job of kind of fostering that excitement from the younger kids. But I think a lot of it comes from like in the off season, the fall, winter, Coach K, Coach Anderson, Coach Maddie, everyone's trying to get all the varsity guys like after a lift, after a practice to go help out with the clinics and make the relationships with the younger kids. So like they know like, oh, that's Coach Ben or that's Coach Cisco. And like they know our personalities, they've been around us. So they want to come support us when it comes to be like our time to shine in the spring. They want to, like, since we have kind of given back to them throughout the whole year, like they're more likely to come support us now.
For sure. Because I remember when, you know, I've been involved in soccer a lot, but you know, when the high school kids would come and hang out with the younger kids, it means a lot to them.
Yeah,
it really does. And what does it do for you guys? I mean, Cisco, what's your experience out been like with the young kids?
It's been great. At first, to be honest, it was a little silly because you kind of just see each other as, you know, high school peers. But once you realize that the impact you have on the program and the little kids' lives, it's super touching and it makes everything so much more meaningful. And it's just great to, you know, give back because the coaches, the players before us have all put in so much effort and so much work to the program. It's just great to continue that going and knowing that we're going to leave the program in a good place.
So let's talk about, you know, shifting to this season. And I know that sometimes it can be even harder to stay on top, right, because you guys have had so much success and people are always looking at you as the, you know, the one to look for. But before the season, you know, I've been following guys' social media and I heard that you guys had a talk with Dan Orlovsky about, you know, the mentality of going to the season. So, Ben, can you expand on that a little bit, what that was like to someone who didn't see that?
Yeah, so Dan Orlovsky came a couple weeks ago. It was after Friday practice and talked to us, answered questions, kind of anything we wanted for about an hour. It was an amazing experience, you know, to hear from someone who's been at the top of their game for so long, made it to, you know, their absolute peak of their field.
Yeah.
So he said to us, you know, coming into this year, having the two state championships behind us, it's easy to have the mentality of being the hunted. You know, people are coming after us now. We're the one, we're going to get everyone's best shot. We're circled on their calendars. So we don't really want to be like that. We don't want to feel like that. We have to kind of look at it as we're a new team this year. We're still hunting the state championship. We're not You know, those past two, you know, victories, those wins, we're not, that's not us. We're still hunting, and we want to give everyone our best shot because we're still trying to climb up to the top. We don't really want to be complacent, you know, saying we've been here before, like it's ours to win again, because it's not. Everyone's coming for it. Everyone's going to be, you know, we have a lot of good competition this year. So we want to be, have that same mentality of, you know, being hungry, wanting more, being the hunters.
Yeah, and for sure. And Cisco, when Coach K came here, it was interesting. He said one of his goals was to win the AFSIAC because you guys haven't done that, but you won two state championships. Is that something that's on your mind as well?
Yes, definitely. Everyone in the program, captains, coaches, we're all really looking forward to getting another shot at the AFSIAC, and it's all or nothing this year for us. We want state and AFSIAC, win as many games as possible, but that's kind of the last chip on our shoulder in terms of wins wise is the FSAC championship. That's the one we're really going for.
Yeah, because I mean, it seems like it's almost like reverse, right? Because sometimes you win the FSAC, like going to state. But and from the player's perspective, what's your biggest competition this year?
Like other teams?
Yeah, you know, the teams. Yeah. What teams like? And I know that you guys hate to look ahead, right? But obviously, you've looked at some teams that going to give you more of a game. Mm-hmm. But in the conference, FSAC, who is going to be your most competition this year?
I think last year, especially offensively, we struggled against New Canaan. Their defense, you know, they kind of had us figured out. They had, I feel like, a really good game plan for us last year. We were held to, you know, we won the first game, but we only scored 4 goals. And I don't remember the score of the FSAC semifinal where we lost to them, but definitely we didn't score as much as we should have. So I won't, you know, it'd be nice to get another shot at them, try to put a couple more points on the board. And then also, what immediately comes to mind, obviously, Darien. They're always good at lacrosse. Being good at lacrosse is what they're known for. And, you know, we've had gotten them the past couple of years, but, you know, we know that they always bring they have great players, definitely a great offense this year, returning at least a couple defenders as well. So we'll know they'll be good again. They'll be a good fight.
Yeah, and Cisco, I know that you talked about Darien. I think you guys were just there. We recorded on Sunday. You guys were there yesterday for a preseason meeting. How did that go? You know, and for your team, and what was it? Was it we expected? What was it like?
It was great. Anytime we're on the field with the whole team is always a blast. And it was great to see some of the younger guys, some of the guys fighting for roles this year, get their opportunities in a preseason game where you have that liberty of, you know, moving kids around, seeing different positions. But overall, it was a blast. Team did good. We look in real good shape this year, I think. In past years, we've kind of turned it up right at the beginning of the season. But this year, our preseason was great, trials were great, and these scrimmages so far have been great. So it gives us a lot of confidence and gives us a very clear idea on what we need to build on going into the year.
Yeah, and you talked about, like, fighting for spots, right? So, Ben, how do you see the team this year? And I know you said, listen, it's a different team than last year to this year, but what do you see are, like, your strengths, your weaknesses, and things you need to work on, for lack of a better word?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to, you know, say what a strength and a weakness is, but I think we know that we can bet on the guys that played big roles last year and are returning. So our midfield, at least, you know, our top couple of guys, everyone's returning. We kind of know what we're getting from those guys, as well as, you know, two of our starting attackmen, Trianone and Adam Udell, both played pretty big roles last year. We know what we're getting from them. And then a big part of our defense, you know, saying that, you know, I just named most of our attackmen, all of our middies, basically our whole defense. We're our goalie as well, face-off guys. We're returning almost everybody. So I'd say we have a ton of strengths. We only have a couple spots to fill, and I wouldn't even call those weaknesses. Those guys, those younger guys that are coming up and filling roles, I'm super confident, you know, in their abilities. We've seen what they can do in the scrimmages the past couple of days. So, you know, I wouldn't call them weaknesses, but there are, I'd say, two or three spots around the field that are going to be filled by younger guys that haven't really had those roles before. But, yeah, I'm super confident all around. I wouldn't really say we have weaknesses anywhere.
And how do you guys, Cisco, hold these guys? And I don't know, hold accountable is probably the right word, but how do you bring them to the level that you guys feel as captains they need to be so you guys win? Is there anything different you do? And, you know, is it off the field? Is it on the field? How do you as a captain do that?
It's a whole team effort, really, not just captains. We have leaders all over the board, seniors, upperclassmen, people who have played. Anyone who's kind of been through it, they know that we take a bring-guys-along approach. Say you're going on the field, you need to work on something. You're always looking for people to go with you, work with you. And it's always about just giving them little bits of information, little things here and there that, you know, this is how we do things, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. And it's also a testament to how eager and how hungry those guys fighting for roles are to be receiving with that information, and just overall really excited to, you know, get back up into bigger roles.
Yeah, and I think it, I mean, you probably won't say it, but I'll say it. I think because you guys have won so much, makes them, they probably listen to you a lot more.
Yeah,
yeah, because, sure. I mean, you've proven that, that your system, your thing works, right? Now, and I'll ask you both this question. We'll start with Ben. What is the best advice you've been given? I mean, listen, you're playing Division I lacrosse lecture. Mm-hmm. So what's, if when you think about it, what's the best advice you've been given for your lacrosse game?
I'd say, you know, going, it wasn't like someone said these words to me, but going back to like sixth grade, when I joined my club program, and then also obviously we had like Westport Pal, I felt like as good as I should be. I kind of struggled with confidence a little bit because, you know, I knew I was working hard. I knew that I was putting in more time than almost everyone around me, but I didn't see like the results immediately. But I had a bunch of people around me, my, you know, my teammates, obviously my parents, and then especially my coaches who, even when I wasn't performing my best on the field, you know, they saw that I had like the work ethic in me. They saw I had what it took, like on the mental side, like I was preparing the right way. And they stuck with me. They believed in me even when I didn't really believe in myself. Mm-hmm. So no one, you know, told me believe in yourself, stick with it. But I definitely learned that lesson coming up in Westport from my, like I said, my coaches, friends, teammates. Since they all stuck with me, I'd say, you know, the most important lesson that I got from that experience was to just, you know, even if it's not working out, believe in myself, stick to the process, and, you know, hopefully eventually it'll all come together in the end.
Got it. How about you, Cisco?
Similar idea, just that I was told that your time will come. You know, it's tough for anyone when you feel like you're putting in work and you feel like you're really grinding, making sacrifices, and you're not seeing that immediate gratification reward of, you know, performance or confidence. But just having trust in, you know, yourself and your teammates in the program kind of gives you that reassurance that, you know, your time will come no matter what it looks like. And then kind of along those lines of, you know, finding your own role, whether it be on the field, off the field, being vocal, not vocal as a leader or whatever. Everyone has a distinct role on the team. Some guys put up big numbers. Some guys, we have a juice man. That's kind of one of the things that I think is distinct to our program. But just knowing that you will find your role throughout the season, throughout the offseason, just sticking with that and embracing that.
Okay, so now you mentioned juice man. Is that something you guys can share? What is a juice man? And for someone who's not, you know, involved in the team?
Yeah, so we actually just talked about this very recently, like the Friday going into this weekend. You know, we said we didn't have quite as much energy as we wanted. In the past couple of years, we always have a guy who, you know, no matter if it's like a Wednesday practice in the middle of the season when it can get a little dull, or if it's like before the state championship, they always bring energy. They always have the hype, and everyone else can kind of like build off them, and it makes practice or a meeting, like whatever it is, if you have that juice guy who always has the energy, you know, it's contagious. Everyone builds off of it, and it makes, no matter what it is, no matter what time of year, it makes it, you know, whatever, it makes it a fun place to be. It makes it, you know, practice is fun. The meetings are fun. Just being in the locker room is fun because that energy is so high.
Yeah, it's like it's, I mean, not really a cheerleader, but it's someone that, like, and it's important. I think every team needs to have that because, you know, that maybe you're down the score and things like that. It doesn't matter. You need someone who kind of gets your team up. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you guys about, and again, we weren't doing this last year, but one thing I heard was the game that I guess the rugby team was playing, and they came and you guys had a big comeback on that. Mm. What was that experience like for you guys on the field? And can you walk us through that, someone who's not aware of what happened there?
Yeah, so that was the Darien game last April. And I forget what the score was, but we were down considerable amount at the end of the first quarter. Like they went on a huge run. And we started to make a comeback, you know, towards like going into halftime. And then once we got back from halftime, I didn't realize what happened being on the field. I didn't know. It was the rugby kids who came over, but there was definitely so much more energy. You know, it was, you know, whenever we'd score, like it felt like the bleachers were just like erupt. Like the energy there was contagious, and people on the sideline felt it. Our sideline got excited, and it really ignited the comeback. It helped like fuel it and, you know, energy. And we have a, coaches who say like it's a game of runs, and we just want the runs to be, you know, on our side, and we want to minimize the other team's runs. But when we have the whole, you know, it feels like the whole stadium behind us, like fueling our run with that energy coming from the crowd. It feels like it makes it a lot easier for our runs to, you know, kind of stick around and be prevalent throughout the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, how important it is. And I guess, like I said, it affects the field when somebody's out there and doing it for you. So, Cisco, from your perspective, how is it when you guys get in the stadium and the fans are there, super fans supporting? Because our school has been doing a really good job of everybody being out there. How do you guys feel when you go look out and see the stands full of, you know, your peers?
It's great knowing that you have not only your team, but, you know, the town, not just Staples, our athletic department, the super fans program. They do a great job getting people there, having fun, but... You know, seeing the youth players that we talked about earlier, yeah. Seeing people from other towns even coming to watch our games, it's super exciting. It just wants you to play, makes you want to play that much harder.
Sure, and I think not only the towns, I mean, from someone, like I said, you know, that's coming new to the program, you see the rankings out there. You guys are ranked nationally, right? I mean, it's the FSAC so strong, the team is so strong. So as you look at the season, and I'll ask you both this question. If we sit back here late June, Ben, in your mind, what's a successful season to you?
Obviously, the easy things to list are FCI championship and state championship. But when I look back on a season, when I look back at last season or the season before, I think about like the guys and the experiences almost like after practice, like going to get food or like in the walk back, we walk up. It's probably like a 10-minute, not quite, but 5 to 10-minute walk up to Wakeman from Staples to go to practice, like the conversations there, just building the relationships with those guys. And whenever I think about, like when I think about last season, I think about the seniors, and I think about when I was a sophomore, like the 2022 graduates, I want a successful season for me would to be for our class, for me to have the same impact on the younger kids that they had on me, for them to remember all those like great conversations and learning from older guys and being part of something that they really believed in because of the relationships that were, you know, part of this team.
That's awesome. How about for you, Cisco?
He about summed it up.
I think, yeah, whoever gets the first answer seems to sum it up. Yeah, right. But go for it.
Yeah, I think the other day Ben said if he could choose to play another season, it would be maybe last year's or the year before that instead of this year, just because you know that the older guys who have given so much to you and who have made impacts on your game, but, you know, more importantly, just your life and your experience as a high school kid is so impactful. So we just want to give back to the younger guys. And then, of course, we like to say the only ranking at the end of the season that matters, or the only ranking that matters is the one at the end of the season. So we just want to see an improvement there.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I mean, I can't wait for the season to get started. I think it's going to be great, right? I mean, it's going to be covering. So I want to do some fun stuff with you guys, all right? We're going to ask some questions here, and we'll take turns. You know, we'll actually both answer with them. But we want them to just get to know you guys a little bit better. I mean, we see you guys on the cross field. You know, you guys are tremendous athletes. And I will just get to know a little bit behind the scenes. We cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start here, right? TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Texting or calling?
Calling.
Texting.
Name one guilty pleasure song on your playlist.
Unwritten.
I like. So, I know that, and I like that song. Yeah, I like that too. Right, yeah.
Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. I like that too. It's a good, really good song. What is the last series you binge watched?
It's called The Gentleman. I watched it like last week. Watched it all in like a couple of days. It was really good.
I just finished that as well. I'm not going to give it away, but it was a dark series, but very good.
Yeah,
it was very good. How about you, Cisco?
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Soccer guy. I'm a soccer guy too. Love that. What is one hobby or interest that you think more people should try?
I feel a little weird saying it because I'm not great at it, but guitar. I play every once in a while. It's a great way to, I feel like, get your brain going in kind of a different way than what you're used to, and it's really, you know, satisfying when you can kind of learn something new like that. But saying that, I'm not great at it, I'm just learning. You know, I pick it up every once in a while. It's pretty fun.
No, but it is. And you know, you mentioned guitar, and I also do music, and it's like I remember the first time I was able to listen to a song on the radio, go home and play it.
Yeah,
it was very satisfying.
Really cool.
It's really satisfying for sure. How about you, Cisco? Something that you do that you think more people should try?
Cooking. It's a life skill, and similar to guitar, when you effort into something and it comes out good, it's always a good feeling.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's the coolest thing in your room?
Cisco, go first. I don't
the two rings from our state championship.
I like that.
I have a California flag big. It hangs up kind of on the far side of my room from my bed, so it's like the first thing I kind of see every morning. And it's I used to live there, so it has, you know, that kind of meaning, just that reminder every day of, you know, it's such a great place.
Yeah, cool. That's really cool. How do you deal with stress and or pressure from school, sports, or your peers?
I go play lacrosse, to be honest. Like, I just, you know, kind of listen to music, go play wall ball, go shoot hard if I'm feeling, you know, mad or anxious, whatever it is. I kind of just play through it, gets all the emotions out. It's nice.
Very cool. Let's go.
Same thing. Take face-offs in my room, up the intensity a bit. Just, it's always a good way to unwind.
That's sure. Yeah. And, okay. Which superhero would you pick to be your best friend and why?
I never watched a ton of the superhero movies, but I always felt like Iron Man, Tony Stark, is a cool guy. Just seems like a nice, like he's a nice dad to
right.
hang out with. So
technology thing, the whole yeah. thing's really cool, right? How about you, Cisco?
I go Thor. I wouldn't want to be friends with a god.
I like that. All right. What's something you wish adults understood better about being a teenager today?
The first thing that comes to mind is just like the social media aspect of kind of your every single day life, because that's what it is. It's part yeah. of, I'd say, like every hour of my life right now is affected by it. And it's just, I would like them to understand it only really because they didn't really, they didn't have that. And there are pressures that come with it, but it's also really nice that sometimes, like, there's so many benefits. Communication's a lot easier. Everyone's so connected. So the good and the bad of it, it would just be, I would like them to be able to empathize with that, understand that a little better, just because it's probably hard.
100%. Cisco.
Same answer. Don't know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I always think about it, and we were talking even before about Prep Zone, right? How, because like our idea is really going back old school to where a beat reporter would go, and like, you know, there was no internet, so the way you would get the information was through, you know, someone who wrote. So yeah, it could be hard to understand, but I really appreciate you bring that up, because I think it's a good point for people to understand how you guys. I almost feel like if it's good, it's 24/7 good. If it's bad, it's 24/7 bad. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it could go both ways there on social media.
It kind of gives you the extremes of both.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. And then we'll end with this one. If you could go back to sixth grade, what advice would you give yourself?
I kind of touched on it earlier, but just, you know, stick with it. Keep believing in yourself, because that was about the time where I was struggling a little bit with my confidence in not just lacrosse, but kind of all sports I was playing. I would say stick with it. I would tell him that it's going to work out. It's going to be all good. You know, just believe, have fun with it still.
Awesome. Cisco?
Yeah, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. Just have fun. Enjoy the moment.
Awesome. Guys, listen, I can't thank you enough for being here. So we're going to get the season going here in about a week, right? And I want to wish you guys the best of luck. And hopefully we're back here in June celebrating another state championship.
Exactly. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.